Mr. Sorensen on 90.
Pardon me for bothering you, but I need this answer before the peace commissioner, Ralph Dungan, is here listening to you.
Right.
Just he and I in the office. What changes were recommended in your statement by the department?
Well, now, do you have a copy of the latest draft in front of you?
No, I just got the one I had yesterday.
Oh, well,
Does your girl have a draft?
Yes, my girl has it with an explanation of all the alternative changes.
Did you agree to them? Did you accept them?
I would prefer the Defense Department changes to the State Department changes myself. And that's clear on the copy she has. She can show it to you.
All right. I had this feeling now that I might, after this peace commission, I think we've got the cards, but I think they can continue to do us great damage in the world. I don't know that this is going to help us any. This may just be a little taste of raw meat, and they may want more. That's what we have to weigh one against the other. But my own feeling was it might be desirable to tell them to set up the cameras, and after the peace commission left this morning, let them interview the peace commission. And let the peace commission say I went over with them, this general thing. And let me go out and make this statement, and then let them ask me any questions they want to about it. And in the fish room, just like the leadership does in the morning, they might also ask me what I think about what's happening on the Hill. And I might tell them that I think the tax bill has made remarkable progress. Senator Byrd called me yesterday, told me it'd be out this week. And I hope they can debate it. I hope the reports will come in promptly now. And they will go to conference and get it completed before we go home. And I hope civil rights is out of the House Rules Committee by the 1st. If not, I hope that the House leadership will take action to see that either the committee reports it or discharged. And they might ask on our stereo thing, because it looks like Al Friendly wants to make that a major thing, and the Republicans are all lined up unanimous on it. I thought I might say that a president, although I wasn't president, but I know no reason why he can't buy insurance. The competitive people agreed that they wanted to sell insurance at a rate, and that they were advertising with our station, and this fellow said that he'd get us a little more insurance and meet the same conditions, and I understood that's what took place, and that I knew, as far as I knew, he had no connection with the stereo, but we'd spent $88,000 with his company, and a couple of years later, Bobby Baker's sent me a hi-fi record player, and we didn't embarrass him to send it back. We kept it, and he wasn't a private person wanting anything. The government wasn't asking anything of me, and we'd given him gifts, so we accepted it, and those are the facts. Now, have you got any improvement on that?
I think we could discuss that last part a little bit further, but Mr. President, I'm of the opinion that if you're going to open this up to general questioning, you can't tell what questions are going to come, and it's you're holding a press conference, so I think without enough discussion ahead of time with a lot of us.
Well, don't you think we're going to have to?
I think you can go out there and read your statement before the cameras, and period. Let the statement speak for itself.
Don't you think, though, that they're going to ask you some of this other question pretty soon?
Yeah, I'm in favor of a press conference pretty soon, but I'd like to have a meeting, a little more thoughtful meeting before you have a press conference.
Well, then maybe we'll just hold this statement and do it at the press conference. I rather think that's it, and just have a bland statement today saying that we had a meeting and satisfactory one.
Okay.